Although several Indiana counties now operate or plan to operate a syringe exchange program, state law prohibits the government from providing funding. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, both major party candidates for governor have indicated support for state funding.
Even though a 2015 law allows counties to apply for syringe exchange programs, otherwise known as SEPs, it doesn't contain any funding. Additionally, the law prohibits using state money to purchase the needles themselves. Both John Gregg and Eric Holcomb say the current system needs changing. Gregg says he'd push for state funding of SEPs.
I'm a realist. It's always good to do the just say no, don't do drugs. But right now we've got people that are spreading HIV through drugs or through needles, through prostitution. We've got people dealing with a real drug epidemic.
Holcomb has been a little less emphatic about using state funds, but says solutions to drug problems, quote, probably include making that money available.
We need to arrest this issue in every way possible, and that probably calls for a quicker turnaround on services that are needed.
Without state funding, exchanges are mostly funded by nonprofits and other local health agencies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.